T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
You know, Woody, they say that COVID stuff, man.
Wow.
I'm with you, man. I've been hacking. It seems to stick with you for a while there, doesn't it, bud? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, so what do you got for us today?
Hopefully. Figure we'd talk a little baseball here, guys. Mix it up. We'll get back to the Dolphins text just a second. But there was a big day in Major League Baseball yesterday. Not so much for the Marlins, which we can get to in a second here, Joe, but the Padres acquiring Juan Soto to add to an already pretty impressive lineup.
Wow.
That they have over there. So the Padres make the big splash yesterday.
I think their shortstop's about ready to come back, too. End of the year. My God, that lineup.
The hell of a lineup.
It looked like a friggin' all-star lineup there.
Dominican
my God.
All-star lineup, yeah.
Two, three, four, five. It yeah. Look. Hosmer, poor Hos, went to American Heritage right. Plantation. They're like, hey, the good news is we got Soto coming here. The bad news is you're out. And he goes, I'm not going to Washington, man. All right. How about Red Sox? All right. I'll do it.
And then, of course, the Marlins yesterday were relatively quiet. They sent a couple of relievers off. This was a funny picture, by the way, that Craig Mish sent out. And it was Kim Ng talking with Pablo Lopez in the dugout, who was obviously close to getting traded to the Yankees. You imagine that? Like, you're almost, you know, like free, and now you're going to stay here?
I saw. So
that sucks.
I actually watched some of the game last night.
Did
you? I saw her talking, and they showed her out in the outfield, and she was talking to him and, you know, going through everything. And, hey, listen, I'm glad they kept him. The problem is they got rid of, a couple pretty good relievers. And you get another guy that starts with shortstop prospect. And so we'll see. Supposedly this Jordan Groshans is a top prospect, one of the top three or four prospects. So it's just getting old, man.
Yeah, we heard that before.
The prospect right. thing. How many years can you do the prospect thing before everybody goes, okay?
Well, it's been five.
Yeah, we're going to, yeah, there'll be six.
We're patient, Joe.
Right. Project Wolverine still going on.
Project, I'm not spending any money.
Right.
It's going on, yeah.
I don't hit you with a who cares, but, man, they're making it very tough right now.
You watch that product?
Do I? No.
Every night, four or five hits, one or the other, one runner, zero runs. It's hard. It is hard. It is really hard. Reds aren't exactly one of the best teams in baseball.
No, they're not.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right. One of the other big, big stories from sports breaking overnight here, Vin Scully, the legendary Dodgers broadcaster, has passed away at the age of 94. He was the Dodgers play-by-play man from 1950 to 2016.
God, jeez.
He also worked for CBS from 75 to 82. That's pretty incredible there. Of course, you've heard his voice on all sorts of famous calls throughout the years.
Wow. You talk about calls on, like, almost all the great players that ever played there. It's unbelievable.
Schefter just tweeted out he was the guy on the mic for the NFC Championship game for the catch, San Francisco and Dallas.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean,
yeah,
everything's
was.
Been coming out for, like, the last, you know.
Did the PGA Tour
hours.
For a while.
Right.
Did some Masters.
Right.
Special, man. Special yeah. stuff,
Of course, had the
man.
Kirk Gibson 88
got,
World Series.
Yeah, right, limping around. But I'll say this, man, he didn't get shortchanged.
No, 94.
94.
Right.
All right, over to back to the NFL here. Lewis Hamilton is going to be joining the Broncos ownership group here. You guys know who Lewis Hamilton is?
I sure do. He was down here. He
That's
used
right.
to dominate.
We're an F1 market.
That's right.
He's used to dominate.
He's like the Michael Jordan of Formula One, apparently. He used to
now
win a lot.
What happened this year, man? What's going on with that car?
I suppose it's slower than the Red Bull car. I don't know.
Max's car is a little faster, huh?
Yeah. Max's car is fast. I guess that's how, like, his car must just be faster than everyone's. He wins every race.
Right. Every week when you come in here, like, guess who won?
I think Hamilton's going, don't worry about me. I'm doing just fine, whether I win or lose. Paying me a lot of damn money.
I just, like, I know Max is the favorite to win every race, but I kind of feel stupid that I'm not betting on these things.
If you would have bet on Max the last
Yeah, but,
races,
like, I mean, he wins every race.
Right, right.
What am I doing not betting on this?
And even when he's in second place, his other guy's in first, they let him win anyway. Put Max in first.
That's true.
You can't win. You can't win.
The other guy had a tire mishap. One of the tires was too hard or too soft.
Yeah, Max threw a rock at the tire, probably.
All right, our final one here. We had a Twitter hacking. Lakers owner Jeannie Buss is not selling PlayStation 5s.
What?
As she announced on her Twitter yesterday that she had three PlayStation 5s that were up for sale. Very funny, by the way, the people that responded back offering up Russell Westbrook for a PlayStation 5.
Oh, man.
What did you expect?
By the way, the more he says, I'm not going to accept people saying Westbrook.
It's going to happen more.
The more they're going to do. The more you tell somebody not to do something.
I learned that from you, Joe.
Right. Yeah. Learned it from you, Dad. I learned it from you.
That's true. No, I did, man. Joe, like, if you ever would tell him something, you know, nothing's private.
Oh, no. How about you? You're one to really talk about not holding on. I'm surprised you haven't said Derek Jeter. I drove up there and he didn't meet with me. I'm waiting for that, and we haven't done it in like a day.
I'm just waiting for the, episode 7 so I can see it live. Yeah. There's a camera on him that
day. Are you in the show?
Yeah. It was the 8th or 9th episode.
The one he does on the Marlins.
Right.
Yeah.
The half episode on the
Marlins. By the way, you know what's bad? Marlins aren't even getting mentioned in this thing.
No, just at the end when he left. Probably that's it.
All right, let me get back to this. We got a bunch of texts coming in. And this has been what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
This has been one of the kind of overlying questions here. I actually have this question for you guys as well. And my kind of thoughts from this is that I think this is crushing for Tua. And for the second straight year, he is going to have to answer questions about another quarterback that the Dolphins went after. Right? First was Deshaun Watson. Now it's Tom Brady. Like, this guy didn't have enough crap coming into this season, knowing that this is like his make or break year. Now he's got to answer questions once again about another quarterback that these guys were trying to replace him with.
I feel badly for him. I'm 100% with you. And I mean, his coach is going to go, I had nothing to do with whatever took place here. When I took this job, I knew you were my guy. And he goes about it, but what's the general manager say? Me too? I mean, I don't know.
No, he can't say that.
What's he going to say? So
he should speak, by the way, at some point, right?
I think Tua.
Chris Greer or Tua?
No, well, Tua has to speak, right. But I'm talking about Chris Greer. Someone,
he's not going
to talk. Someone needs
what's
to speak over there.
What is he going to come out and say?
Chris Greer's not in the middle of this.
He kind of is.
Nobody's going to talk in that organization.
They're going to take. They did yesterday. They put out a statement. That's it. It's over with. It's done on their part, you know? What else can they say?
We disagree with what they found, but
that's it.
We'll accept it.
Right.
Okay, move on. Let's go.
Flores put out a statement. The NFL put out a statement. Stephen Ross put out a statement. As far as they're all concerned, it's over. Maybe not for Flores.
I'm guessing Tua realizes he's having a good camp, and he's got a chance to have a big year, and I don't think he's going to let – I don't think one player or coach is going to let what happened yesterday afternoon affect anybody on that team. Not one person on that team is going to be affected. Not one. They're just not. You think they're going to be practicing going,
no.
Man, I wonder what Mr. Ross is doing right now. And what about that first-round pick?
He's not here. That's you know that.
I don't think he'll be here till
week six.
I don't think those guys. They're going to be asked. Some of them are going to be asked to. And you do feel, man, like how many years are we going to do this to this guy that this got to pop up?
Every year.
Don't disagree. Yeah. Hey, man, this is going to be fun. When we come back here in just a couple of minutes, Larry Zonka, Hall of Famer and member of the undefeated 17-0 Miami Dolphins, got a new book out. He was just down here for Alumni Weekend, nice enough to come down here. And when you spend time with Zonk, It just makes you feel better, man. When I'm around Zonk and that group of undefeated guys were sitting at the table, Merck and Dick Anderson and my man Larry Little. Larry Little pulled on a couple of guys the other day, took a couple of young guys
still
out,
got
man.
It.
Still got it.
Still got
hey,
it.
Really quick before you guys go to break here, it's Tom Brady's birthday.
Yeah, I know.
45.
Don't, I just don't.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Right. I think even better is what next week.
Tom Brady's gonna have a book coming out. He got to put that this chapter in there.
How about
right?
joint practices next week with Tom?
Yeah, he's got to hear about it.
that's gonna be a little ironic. Right?
And Tua shake hands
right,
before practice.
Right. Oh, that's the picture. Right.
You couldn't make all this stuff up, fellas. Could you? Just could not make it all up. Hey, we got to go to break. When we come back, Larry Zonka will join us. But first, I'm going to talk about sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happen to all of us. Sure is nice to have Baptist Health, man, and what they have put together, one of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country they have at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, Inter Miami, Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and, yes, the Miami Dolphins all use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, some of the top specialists in the industry for every part of the body. Any kind of injury you've had, they've seen over and over again. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Man, you're going to have great results. And they've just added a beautiful new facility up in Broward County, right off 595 in Pine Island. Been getting rehab up there. Big Bo's up there getting rehab right now, too. It's great up there, folks. And the next time you have an injury, the best news of all, you're going to be able to see those same doctors work on top high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for an appointment today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.